Contains views and thoughts that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Spoiler content will be included in this podcast, so if you do not want to be spoiled, you might want to wait until the podcast hits the archives. Accordingly, the thoughts and views of our hosts or callers do not reflect the views of the Missy AE podcast or any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight's version, we will be recapping another episode of Survivor 46. Last night's episode, as another pretty good episode. Seeing a lot of fans posting and tweeting that they don't really care much about this season so far. We'll talk a little bit about that. But pretty good episode. Not a surprise with Jess leaving. Maybe how it happened was a surprise because it was a little bit of overkill the way they did it. They didn't have to really go to the trouble they went to, try to trick her with one of the worst fake idols ever created. She was very willing to leave. So we'll talk about that. Talk about the other players and some of the things that happened last night with advantages and things like that. We'll get into discussing how Jeff and the editors made a point of showing how Jeff went and handed Venus the immunity idol again, and Soda tried to take it again, and Venus said, oh, no, 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 not this time. Why did they leave that in there? Why did Jeff show that on the edit? We'll talk about that. And does Venus have new life now with being included in on this this little possible advantage that could lead to an idol? Does she have an ally now? We'll look at the front runners, who players or whose fans may think are in the driver's seat to go deep, and players that probably won't be around much longer. And just a whole lot to cover. Far as the episode itself goes, I thought it was pretty good. I do think I finally hit on the two-hour time thing. I hit on it on Twitter last night. We're not seeing a whole lot more player development. We're not seeing a whole lot more time spent on showing the actual challenge or an extended tribal. What we're seeing is a whole bunch of damn more commercials is what we're seeing. So I guess CBS's idea was, we're going to give it 2 hours and we're going to freaking make a lot of money off commercials. So, Jeff, you got, you know, instead of a normal week with an hour where you got 42 minutes of airtime, you're going to have 2 hours. And instead of having at least 84 minutes of airtime, we'll give you about 75. So, I mean, it's like when they go to a commercial break, it's like freaking 8 to 10 commercials we see now. You know, I covered this on Twitter last night. I said, you know, it used to be you had to rush to go have a actual pee break and make it back so you didn't miss nothing. I can go out for pizza now when there's a break for commercials. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, but anyway, Steve, what are your initial thoughts about last night's episode and the two-hour thing? And save some of the other stuff I said we would talk about when we actually get to breaking down the episode. But just in general, overall, last night, what did you think about episode two?
You know, first off, I don't see why people are hating this season, because it just, I think that from what we've been seeing is a lot better than, you know, the earlier seasons of this new era from what we've been shown so far. I think through two episodes, I wouldn't say that this is, you know, one of the worst seasons of all time, like some people are saying. I think it's a little bit too early for that. As far as last night, overall, you know, I thought it was an okay episode. It kind of felt like the further along you went, the more obvious the boot was going to be. And they kind of set it up last week where Jess was feeling out of her element. You know, she wasn't really, she wasn't really feeling like she even belonged out there on the island. So I'd say the one thing that I have a problem with this episode was, they basically flat out embarrassed her, essentially, by creating the fake idol and everything. It's like, you don't need to go, you don't need to go through that whole charade. I mean, it's clear that she's, you know, that she's on her way out. There's no need to go and do that extra, that extra bit that they ended up doing. So I kind of,
Another thing along those lines, Steve, is with how they did her, she was asked today if that wouldn't have happened, were you going to, do the shot in the dark? Is that what they were worried about? And basically, she said, heck no, I was ready to leave and get some sleep. Because she said, she hadn't slept the whole time. And she wasn't going to do no shot in the dark. She was nothing to worry about. They could have just voted her out. They didn't have to. I mean, they went to the trouble of trying to. I mean, it was embarrassing what they did. They tried to lead her around and say, "Well, look over here. They tried to make her find the damn thing, and she still couldn't find it. And then Q says, "Oh well, I've got an idol, and I'm gonna let you keep it if you'll vote how I tell you to vote." It's like, damn. If you were going to do something like this, wouldn't you do this later to somebody that's going to be harder to get out? It wasn't going to be hard to get her out. You had the votes to get her out, and she wasn't even going to do the shot in the dark. And you did all of this crap. It was kind of mean. It was like Mean Girls. It was mean.
Exactly. Epitome of Mean Girls.
Yeah, Jim, it really was very overboard. What should have been a straightforward vote, and I mean it didn't help either that Banu, added his little emotional shtick into things. But I mean, it was clear as day that Jess was obviously the weak link on the Yanu tribe. They didn't really need to go through that whole charade. I mean, even if she does play a shot in the dark, she has, what, a 1 in 5 chance of getting it right? And odds are, there's only been, what, two times that it's worked since it's been introduced?
Yeah. You got to be able to read the players. Surely to goodness, being around her at how tired she was, the sleep deprivation, she was ready to go. She wasn't going to fight it. And she was a little upset how they blamed her about challenging and stuff. She felt like she did as well as some of them. There was one last night where she didn't, when they were pulling that cart, and she was kind of just leading the way, like, come on, come on, come on. She wasn't doing a thing. But in the other challenges, she felt like she held her own, even as tired and weary as she was from not getting any sleep or food. She was really out of her element, and she didn't deny that today in her interviews. She'll fully admit that, but I think if anything last night, it kind of just made Kenzie and Q, I'll throw Tiffany in it, but I don't think it was as big Tiffany as it was Q and Kenzie, just made them look like jerks.
Oh, definitely. It really shined a bad light on them, because if anything, it shows that they are drastically overplaying. It's almost like they did that to put on a show. basically, for the people watching.
What they did, they knew they had the votes. They toyed with her. They made fun of her, is what they did.
Right.
They played with her just because they could. And I hope it comes back and backfires on them. Kenzie went from being, after episode one, being pretty popular to right now where you can pretty much say she's a villain.
Yeah, I think you could pretty much say that. You know, if anything, she seems a little full of herself. That's kind of the feeling I got from last night's edit, was that, you know, she feels that she has all this power, but even though she did get a little emotional out there on the island, she feels like she has this power that I think from what we're seeing, she doesn't really have.
No. Well,
so I mean,
a lot of people pay attention to edits, and I'm not going to spoil it and say it's 1,000% correct, but there were a couple of people last night with their edits, you know, because I've told you about how good the females do with their edits. There was a couple of females last night. You can kind of look at and figure out. I don't think they're going to win with the way Jeff made them look last night. And that's Kenzie and that's Soda.
Yeah, definitely. It really, you can kind of get that feeling very early on when you consider just exactly, just exactly how they've positioned everybody through the first two episodes of this season. I would say, if anything, they did kind of hint at this, I feel, a little bit in the edit with certain things that they had said and how she was highlighted. Kenzie, I believe, was highlighted as somebody who could potentially get no votes at the end. Even though she's such a social player, they kind of made it look like, okay, yeah, she's a social player, but ultimately, you know, her playing both sides of the fence may, if she does end up getting to that final three, could end up biting her in the ass. And maybe she would be our potential zero vote getter this season. That's kind of the feeling
that I
got.
You're really coming up with that analysis at a very early part of the game.
I mean, obviously, yeah, it's very early.
Kenzie in the final three and gets no votes. You heard that right here tonight. From Steve first.
I'm just saying that's what I feel like we're being shown by the edit. Of course, I could very easily be wrong, but that's what I feel like we're being shown.
I think that could be right, but I think what we're being shown is Kenzie doing all of this and making fun of it and everything is going to have somebody do her that way.
Yeah, I could see that where she ultimately becomes the victim of somebody turning the tides on her and doing it exactly the same way that she's doing others.
She becomes
others.
The butt of the joke.
And I mean, we've seen it on Survivor before, how they've edited certain people, where karma ultimately ends up doing them in.
But that tribe is, I mean, they're horrible. I mean, they should have been a lot better. Should have been a lot better.
Yeah, it's like I said last week, Jim. It's like watching a train wreck in real time, except it's going slower and slower. Like as you're watching it, you're almost wondering, is it going to stop or is it just going to continue? Like, and you know, you're just watching, waiting for the train to finally come to a stop.
Well, I guess Banu doesn't learn very well after seeing what happened to Jess. Because now he gonna go to Kenji and say, "Hey, can you get me an idol?" What a dumbass!
Yeah. I mean, he even said himself last night what a dumbass he was to have gone about things the way that he did. Right at the end of Tribal. I mean, he's lucky. His ass is lucky that he didn't get voted out last night. With him basically exposing, oh hey, I'm working with those who are in the majority. It's like I was expecting them to go, no, you ain't, and voting him right out.
What about the other two tribes, Steve? We spent a lot of time talking about Yanu. What about Siga and Nami?
Oh my God, Siga. Hey. Jesus. The whole Taylor Swift versus Metallica war that Charlie had with Ben. I understand there's different ways of trying to integrate your social game. And I'm surprised that they were all just that they weren't annoyed by them going one after the other after the other after the other, naming 214 different songs. I mean, I guess it's a good way to pass time out there, but it was very good filler, I'll put it that way, for the Siga tribe in particular. Now, what I do find interesting, though, is that they did a flashback to Survivor Philippines with Maria and Charlie. Basically, what the edit is trying to do, at least, is trying to set them up as this season's Malcolm and Denise. With them, basically, we obviously know what happened to Malcolm and Denise. Denise ended up going on to win the game, and Malcolm ended up being eliminated in fourth place. Not saying that that's going to happen this season, but I believe that may be, apart from the Boston Rob and Amber flashback from last season, that may be the second season or the second time we've actually seen a flashback to an original season of Survivor, or to one of the original seasons of Survivor. And I'm wondering if we're going to see more of that moving forward with maybe certain things that people end up doing.
I could see Maria. I could see her in a, kind of in a Denise mold, but that's a huge stretch for Charlie to be Malcolm.
Oh, I agree, because he says that he's going to have no problem with physicality, but I look at him and it's like, dude, you're a fucking beanpole. You know, you're not you're nowhere close to what to what Malcolm was when he was out there on the island. I mean, obviously, you know, we haven't seen to the full extent of what he's able to do in challenges yet, but it's like, dude, maybe slow the roll a little bit about the whole Malcolm and Denise comparison.
Well, I'd keep my own.
You gotta at least you gotta show something first.
I'd keep my own, Maria. What about Nami?
Nami, yeah. Wow. Venus and Venus teaming up with Randan. I gotta say, based off of what we saw in the first episode, that completely threw me off guard. I did not see the two of them teaming. Now, obviously, it's clear to see that Venus is gonna try to basically use Randan to get his beware advantage at some point down the line. That's very clear how they're setting her up. That ultimately, you know, they may be a duo right now, but she's going to probably find some sort of way to you know, take that beware advantage from him. Like, as you said last night on Twitter, everything may be fine and dandy now, but what's going to happen when push comes to shove and when things start getting chaotic? You know, what are going to be the true colors of that duo?
Do you think it's possible on that tribe that Opie Taylor and Liz and Venus and Randan get a little bit sick of Kevin and Soda and their alliance of two trying to run everything, and they say, well, you know, there's four of us, and y'all not running us no more.
I mean, I could see it. I could see them potentially going down that route. The thing that kind of draws me for a pause is Liz basically continuing to flaunt around the fact that she supposedly has money. We don't know if that's or at least I don't know if we've been shown if that's actually true. You know, that, oh, I don't need the money. I just want the title of Soul Survivor. And I find it interesting that we continue getting people's viewpoints of that, of like, okay, you know, why are you out here then if you already have, you know, if you don't need the money when everybody else out here could actually really use that life-changing money? And yet here she is basically throwing her wealth into everybody's faces. That right there makes me think that perhaps she might be a target at some point in the near future, maybe potentially the first target, if she continues to basically throw it in everybody's faces. You know, if you're out there competing for money, I'll put it this way. If I was out there competing for money and somebody continued to do that, I wouldn't think twice to get rid of her. The only other thing would be, okay, maybe I could use that in, if me and her were to make it to the final three, I could use that as, well, she doesn't need the money. You know, she came out here for the experience. I actually came out here because I need the money, just like all the rest of you do. Apart from that, Randan. I don't think he made the right decision in sharing his advantage, I should say, to Venus, especially when he basically contradicts himself in saying that the one person he trusts the least, oh, I'm just gonna show them that I have an advantage. that it just completely goes against everything. That's almost painting in bold letters, your dumbass is going to get blindsided by this woman because you decided not to trust your gut.
See, you ever heard of I know people have heard of the TV network PBS. You know, it's like a public service network. They work off donations and stuff. You ever heard of a show on there called The Walking Dead: World Beyond Songs and Stories?
Not Songs and Stories, but I've heard of The Walking Dead: World Beyond.
Kevin was in that.
Really?
The Walking Dead: World Beyond Songs and Stories on PBS.
Kevin, The Walking Dead: World Beyond
Songs and Stories.
Oh, songs and stories. Okay. It doesn't show anything right now, but I'll find it. Oh, here we go.
Yay.
Yep, here we go. All roles. Wow, yep. I'm gonna have to look even more to try and see what else, you know, what exact role.
I don't know what this means, but on his bio, it says Tevin would like to thank God, his parents, family, friends, lifelong supporters, which all makes sense. And then it ends with, and of course, Whitney Houston. Let's see. You got some clips on website, kevindavis.com. It says he's got clips. I don't see any. It's got his Survivor picture on there. Oh, my God. Some of these old pictures. Some show called Friends on the Other Side, The Princess and the Frog. Welcome to the Show. Some pictures of him on stage. Yeah. Now it's making sense now why he's acting like he is on the show. He's just like Sika was last year. He's wanting attention.
Kevin Davis, Walking Dead, World Beyond. I got. You know what? I'm gonna have to rewatch that and see
well,
where
he may not. He may not have had
show.
But a 10 second. He may not have had but a 10 second scene.
Well, probably, yeah, but, you know, usually, if anything, he was probably an extra, or he may have been a zombie, actually. He may have been, used as as one of the zombies on the show.
And four more, because we have some guests of honor. What did you say your names were?
Richie. Chris. Dylan.
Oh, okay, Richie, Chris, keep
but,
going.
But,
I was just watching a scene from a show, a movie or show, something called Welcome to the Show that he was in. Anyway, all right, back to last
night. Yeah, Jim, we do have currently on the line with us, we have JB, we have Melissa, we have Janet, and we have Reggie right now on the line, and we have Tim in the chat room as well.
Well, Melissa, I saw you last night when they had the shot of the two girls sitting out on the benches. I said, oh, my God, I bet Melissa's going nuts saying, there they are, there's the sisters, there they are.
Okay, I wasn't saying it like that, but
I mean, but how? How ironic
I did make
was
a
it
note.
That they're the two, how ironic is it they're the two sitting out and they're over just having a conversation?
Yeah, they were both sitting out. Oh, hi, I'm Liz. Yeah, I'm Mo. It's like, oh, I like your socks. I'm like, oh, boy. I want, you know, it was just weird.
All right. I think you're dumb. I think you agree about the whole Jess stuff, so why don't you go into talking about that a little bit, about a little overkill and how they just basically became mean girls and just and throw Q into it, even though he's not a girl, but they just went to the extreme of doing something that they didn't have to do any of, none of that, none of it.
No, they didn't. It's like I said, the epitome of mean girls. Both her, both Kinsey and Tiffany were super bad. That is just ridiculous and uncalled for. And it's really sad because I liked Kinsey and I liked Tiffany, and now I don't like them at all. I was so hoping that Q was totally serious about trying to get Kinsey out. I was just hoping that that's the way it was going to go down. I was wanting her to get voted out. I was so ticked. It was just, you know, I have like 3 pages of notes. and then their thing, they were talking about, this is like clown school. And Kenzie's like, oh, you have to be smart to go to clown school. And I'm thinking, you know what, I bet you Jess is likely to be 100% smarter than you and Tiffany put together.
I don't doubt that one
right?
bit. Yeah, I don't doubt that one bit.
Another thing they were saying, oh, she was just kind of walking around. Oh, she kept dropping all of this thing. It's like Jess did not single-handedly lose that competition. When they started talking about dropping the blocks, I went back and rewatched it. I rewatched that, and yeah, Jess may have dropped one or two, but they were all dropping them.
Yeah.
Tiffany, I think, dropped more than Jess.
And another thing she brought up today, Melissa, was back on the gecko challenge, the 500-pound gecko thing. She said right before Jeff pointed out, you got to get under it, she had just told her tribe mates the same thing before Jeff pointed it out. She said they were trying to pull it over, and I told them we got to get under it. And then Jeff told everybody, you got to get under it.
Yeah. I mean, they were she was just a scapegoat. And the thing is they were shunning her. They were being mean girls. They were acting like high school girls. It was really bad. I'm like, I thought this was Survivor, not high school.
The word that got thrown around in whispers today in one thread was they were being bullies.
Yes, exactly. That's what mean girls are. Big, fat bullies. It was ridiculous. I was so upset with them. Oh, God. And I wanted to go tweet to Kinsey. You know, she's like, I don't know, with her things. I was like, you know what? Instead of Kinsey Petty, I'm going to start calling her Petty Kinsey.
Well, I did have a good tweet about her last night. I did tell people we needed to honestly set up a GoFund account for her so we can raise enough money for her to get a tattoo because she really needs one bad. She really does.
Oh my God.
Oh, definitely.
No. Oh, it just made me sick. I was just so mad. And then how about in her opening confessional? Oh, wiping her tears. Are my eyes blue? Well, if I'm going to cry, I want my eyes to look good.
That drove me crazy.
You know what? You may be physically you may be pretty, but you're one ugly girl. You are one ugly. It's like, and then when like her saying, well, you know, Jess, as I like Jess as a person, but as a survivor player, she's just, you know, she's a really bad survivor player. And I'm like, guess what, honey?
Guess what?
You are a bad person, and you're a bad survivor player. So she's got one up on you, sweetheart, right?
Steve, Daniel's not here yet.
No, we did add Austin, though.
We got Austin. What about JB and Reggie?
JB and Reggie are here, and Janet is here as well.
Okay. Daniel said he would probably be here if he didn't go to sleep because he'd been working a lot. He's off tonight. But the reason I was asking about him is his favorite this season, Melissa, is Kenzie.
Well, I'd like to see if it's still his favorite after last night.
Yeah, as of, let's see, it's 8:41 here. As of 5 p.m. today, it was.
Well, then that says a lot about him,
Kenzie,
huh?
Kenzie's his favorite, and Venus is his second favorite.
Now, I like Venus.
I do, too.
I do.
I thought I
like her.
Like Kenzie. I thought I'd like Kenzie.
I like Kenzie. Yeah, I liked Kenzie too. I liked her and Tiffany up until last night. And it's not so much. It's not so much that I like just so much. I do. She got, you know, but she just wasn't playing.
Well,
Jess wasn't playing the way she should.
They did a bunch of unnecessary stuff. They did a bunch of unnecessary stuff. I mean.
Yeah. But I did like her, and I like Tiffany. But as of last night, nope, they're on my shit list.
What about the other two tribes? What do you think about how Jeff made sure he showed Venus getting that immunity idol again, and Soda trying to take it again, and Venus didn't let her.
I thought that was awesome. I was like, you go, girl.
But what do you think? Is there a reasoning behind Jeff putting that in there?
He wanted to show what a little shit Soda was. Soda is the other one that really irked me last night. She really made me mad. Her screaming when they won, she falls to her knees and just starts screaming. It's like, oh, please, freaking drama queen. She's another one I don't like anymore.
She sounded like a hawk.
It's ridiculous.
What about the secret tribe?
I don't like her.
Malcolm? What about Malcolm and Denise?
I like Maria. I like her. I like Charlie, too. I do like Charlie, but he's, I don't know. I don't foresee him going too far. I mean, he might, but I think Maria has a better chance of getting farther than him. I could be wrong. I probably am, but oh well. I don't know.
So what do you kind of touched on, you didn't care too much about Soda last night. What do you think about this with Randon and Venus kind of ending up looking like they're going to play together out of necessity? You think that's something that could work?
Well, to be honest with you, I think he felt kind of bad for Venus. That Tevin, I swear to God. I just want to reach in and kill him. I cannot stand the man. Mr. Gums, I call him.
This would be Kevin you're talking about.
Yes, I call him Mr. Gums.
Mr. Horsemouth.
He goes to smile, and all you can see is his gums.
I did say on Twitter last night, the more this goes on, the more people are going to get tired of him.
You know, Jim, I have to say, watching last night's episode, I have not disliked an episode in a very long time. It was horrible. They were showing true colors everywhere.
What's funny about this, Melissa, is Jeff is making a point. He's making a point, and a lot of people probably aren't picking up on it, but I have. He's making a point. He came out a couple of weeks ago and said he's not going to edit people as villains anymore. And everybody's like, oh, my God, we don't get no more fair players, or we don't get no more of this. We don't get... No, he don't have to. All he's got to do is show them for who they are. He's
yep.
not sugarcoating. He's not sugarcoating players anymore. If they're an asshole, he's going to show that they're an asshole. He's not creating
yep.
a villain. They're showing you who they are.
And Tevin
is
the ringleader.
Yeah, that was
Tevin is the
point.
Ringleader of the
to.
Shunning of Venus.
Yeah, he don't have to create villains. They're showing you who they are. Soda is showing you what a jerk she is to try to keep grabbing the damn idol every time when Jeff hands it to Venus. Kenzie,
yep.
Tiffany showed you their version of Mean Girls last night and how they did Jeff.
Yep.
These players,
and they're almost proud of themselves. They're so proud of themselves.
Jeff don't have to create a villain.
Ugh, they're just sick. I mean, it was just a really bad episode.
He didn't have to create Jelinski. Jelinski created all he did. Jelinski showed himself who he was.
Yep, and he still is with his interviews.
Still talk about
I did go back and watch
when they all three showed up and everybody saw he was gone. They still referred back to him saying 7-7.
Jim, we got Daniel on the line now.
Daniel, I done brought you up, buddy, because you're walking into a firestorm.
No. Yeah, I you know how I said earlier, I'll fall asleep if I don't accidentally fall asleep? Well, yeah, I accidentally fell asleep.
it basically all stems from your favorite is... Ooh, not very popular.
that seems to happen a lot.
The term mean girls has been used already tonight. Overkill has been used tonight with how they did Jess. You're a smart guy now. All of that shit they did to Jeff was just uncalled for. They didn't have to do all that shit.
True.
She was ready to go home.
Yeah, she was ready to go. Like, they just, that's what, and, oh my goodness, at Tribal, Baum, is that how you pronounce his name? Badu pretty much just laid it all out there right before Jess was like, and it was like, okay, I'm with this one, and Jess, you're going home. Pretty much. And everybody, like, it was just, everybody was so upset at him because it was like, okay, not only did he just, like, out everything that was about to happen, but it was, they're worried about his mouth and him being able to keep it shut if merge happens anytime soon. And so it's like, oh my goodness. But yeah, they could have just been honest with Jess and just let her go home. But and especially her playing the fake idol and all, that was very interesting.
And
well,
she knew
I
it
mean,
was fake.
Yeah, she knew it was fake. I mean, my God, they don't make idols that look that horrible.
I'm confused on this. I don't understand how B-H-A-N-U is pronounced B-H-A-D-U.
Banu. I think it's Banu, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said, Banu, but then somebody said, no, it's Badu. Badu.
No, that's it's Banu.
Banu. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, she wasn't even going to play her shot in the dark, Daniel. She's ready to go.
Yeah,
she was done.
And they did that. I mean, think back to what all they did to this girl. They led her around. They led her around the woods, trying to help her walk up on and find the fake idol.
Yeah,
I mean that's cruel. And then when that didn't work, Q just shows up and whips one out and says, "Well, I found it, and if you'll vote how I tell you to vote, I'll do it." I mean, and then you know, Banu is laying it all out just like he did last week at Tribal. When they were going and making it sound pretty obvious, Jelinski was leaving, and Jeff goes to him and says, "Well, is that what we're doing here tonight? Is that what we're saying?" And Banu says, "Is it time to vote?"
Yep. Yeah, and I was so happy. Oh my goodness! From the very first second of the season, I was against Jelinski. I was so happy to see him go last week. Sorry, I just was. It was like, okay, all right, really? Please let him go tonight. I was so happy at the end of the result and that he went. So, but yeah, Banu is definitely somebody that's. I mean, next week, you know, they already showed in the preview that he's talking to Kenzie. He's like, I'm asking Kenzie for her help, and then talks about how.
Well, yeah, I mean, we brought that up, Daniel. This is how intelligent this guy is. This is how intelligent he is. He just saw all of this fake crap about that idol, and next week he's gonna ask Kenzie to help him find an idol, get an idol.
Yeah, and you know what? When they lose next week, who are they going to blame? They can't blame Jeff. So they're probably going to try and blame Banu, but I'll bet you $10 it'll be Tiffany or Kenzie, but they won't own it. They'll blame it all on Banu. Right?
He would be in trouble there. If they have to go back again and the continuance of that tribe being demolished while they're walking around playing fun and games, hiding fake idols that are horrible, don't even look close to being an idol, making fun of players, and they look up and now all of a sudden it's down to us three. Then what you gonna do, Kenzie? What you gonna do then?
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping somebody treats her the way that she's been treating others. See how she likes that.
Reggie, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you picked out your winner yet? I'm still waiting on that pick. I'm waiting on Reggie's pick of the season.
Well, I was kind of liking Soda until last night. I even said that on the thread. I said, I'm really liking Soda. And then I'm like, maybe not. But the crying just took me over the top. It was like, oh, my Lanta, don't. But
what about how she keeps snatching the damn immunity idol away from Venus when Jeff gives it to her?
Well, why does he always give it to Venus?
Because she's standing right in the middle in the front row.
Well, why doesn't he go left or right?
Because
the host is going to go to the middle.
He ain't doing that.
I know. But anyway, I hadn't even noticed it last week until they replayed it last night, and I'm like, holy crap, girlfriend, don't be so grabby.
And then she tried it again last night.
I know. That's when I said, holy crap, girlfriend, don't be so grabby, because I really liked her, but I don't have a pick yet, because last night it just drug on and on and on, and I'm like, I said on the thread, I said, enough bonding time, let's get to a challenge, shall we? And, you know, then they had a nanosecond challenge, and then it was more bonding time. I would like to see the other two tribes get as much screen time next week as what last night Nanu got, or whatever you pronounce it. I was so tired of seeing Jess and who was the one that was carrying on about her toe after the immunity challenge?
Venus.
How's
Is
Venus?
That the same one with the blue eyes?
No, my that's eyes Kinsey.
Oh, my God. And see, Venus, I maybe it was Kinsey, because Kinsey was whining and crying about her toe, which I'm sure it hurt. Don't get
no,
me wrong.
That was Venus.
That was Venus? Okay,
Venus
yeah.
Venus was crying about her toe, but she, you know what? They weren't listening to her. They weren't listening to her at all. And that was the point that she was trying to make. She was like, I told them,
so,
go left.
Was it Tiffany, Melissa, that just acted like, the heck with you on Venus?
Tiffany's not on that tribe. Soda's on that
well,
tribe.
Well, who was the lady of color that Venus was talking to?
Soda.
Was that Soda?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Soda acted just so indifferent. Yeah, I'm changing my mind about her already. I don't know. I want to see the other two tribes a little more. Next week I'll give you my pick, Jim. I promise.
All right. JB, what'd you think about last night?
Well, I agree with what most everybody said. And I do want to say one thing. It was Venus. She was one that she did come out, and she was holding the idol when the tribes actually came out before the challenge, and she was the one that handed it to Jeff. And I don't know if that's why Jeff, after that tribe won, I don't know if that's why Jeff handed it back to her, but I saw that Soda tried to grab it, and she she's like, oh, no, you ain't getting this, girl. No, uh-uh. And she showed it to
Brandon. She was trying to give it to Brandon, and he told her to hold it.
I mean, last week when Jeff gave it to her, she had turned around and was about to hand it to the people in the back. She wasn't going to keep it. She was going to pass it around, and Soda snatched it up. And
oh my God!
And then, of course, this week she tried to snatch it up again, and Venus just pretty much said, oh, no, not this week, girlfriend.
Yeah. Another thing I want to bring up, too, is the two-hour. Luckily, last night was the last night that we'll have a two-hour episode. They're going to go to 90 minutes next week because the Amazing Race starts next week, and they are also going to be 90 minutes. And it's just like the two-hour episodes, I agree with Jim that they're not showing it. They're not showing much more than the 90-minute episodes of last year, of last season, and hopefully they're going to go to this 90-minute episode, and there's not going to be as much commercials. So, Jim, you won't be able to, you know, go out and get your pizza like you did last night and
last
week. You'll only be able to go to the other room and grab yourself a couple pieces of pizza and maybe put some hot sauce on it or something like that, and then come back to the room and watch it.
Yeah, I agree, JB. But, I mean, haven't you noticed that too, JB? I mean, isn't there – I mean, normally like on breaks, you know, commercial breaks – there's always at least two commercials, usually three, but not four, five, six, seven, eight commercials.
Yeah.
This is the reason why I wait until it's on Paramount and then I watch it. I watch it commercial free.
Well, yeah. Well, I was watching it on Paramount last night as it was on. So when you watch it live, or you know, when it first airs, it's not live. You get all the commercials. Now, I usually go back and watch it, you know, the next day. I didn't do that today, but I did just think of something interesting that I do want to go back and look at, or if anybody else wants to go back and look at. People are talking about why does he keep handing the idol to Venus. Look at the other track. Who's he been handing the idol to for them on Sika? Jim, did Jim get it, J-E-M? That's still weird for me to say because it's my name. But who's he giving it to on them?
I don't know.
Is it somebody in the front row, or is he reaching over everybody to give it to somebody on the back? I don't think Jeff does it. He hands it to just somebody that's handy right on the front.
Yeah, usually it's whoever's the first person that he can get it to.
Yeah. So.
Another thing.
And honestly, you know, if I'm Jeff, the second time, if I've walked over the first time and I'm handing what's her name? Venus. If I'm walking over and I'm handing Venus the immunity idol for her tribe the first week, and I mean, it wasn't hard to notice Soda reaching out and snatching it from her and taking it away from her, then if they're winning this week, I'm going to walk right back over and hand it to the same girl again and see if Soda does it again.
Yeah.
And she did. So now if they win again next week and I'm Jeff, I'm handing it to Venus again.
Yeah, really. And I felt sorry.
I'm going to hand it to Soda, and as I'm walking off, I'm going to say, Venus, you going to snatch it from her?
Yeah, really. And I did feel sorry for Jess last night because they made her look like this dumb blonde. And I was thinking the same thing. Why are you going through all this trouble just to make her look bad? Well,
you talking about Jess now?
maybe we're just going to have to hand it to her. And at the end, at the end, when they voted her out, if you look at Q's face, he looked bad for doing what he did because she left. And, yeah, he should, too. I think they all should.
He should, because if Survivor fans in Collierville, Tennessee, or Germantown, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Memphis, where he's at selling real estate, and one of the top sellers in Memphis area, if these people watch Survivor and they want to act like Big Brother fans do when he tries to sell something next week, maybe one of them will look at Q and say, ain't you the one on Survivor that did that poor girl like Pearl? I ain't buying shit from you, dude. Get out of my house. That's what Big Brother fans would do.
Yeah, I had $2 million that I was going to dish out. And just think of,
it's Steve, it's Ja Morant. Ja Morant's wanting to sell his $20 million home. And Q shows up. What's up, bro? What's up, blood?
Yeah.
And Josh says, oh, dude, I saw you on Survivor. You that damn mean-ass homeboy that did the Oriental girl or Asian girl like you did. Now, get out of my house. I ain't listing no house with you.
Well, they put me in that situation, I'd say. I'm putting you in a situation.
But before that, though, Jim, he'll say, however, if you have any guns for sale, I'll be interested.
Yeah.
No, Ja whoop one out and say, yeah, I got a gun right here, and get the hell out of my house.
Yeah, really.
Oh. Janet, did you see the episode?
I did.
What do you think about these damn mean girls?
Oh, I don't like them. I really liked a few of them. I liked Kenzie last week. I liked Tiffany. But everything was so uncalled for. And then Q giving her the fake idol. I don't care if he felt bad at the end of it. He shouldn't have done it. There was no reason with her. I really liked her, too. Like, I mean, I didn't see her going very far, in my opinion. But I don't like what they did at all. It was totally uncalled for.
Yeah, nobody deserves that, right?
Yeah. And Jim, I got to tell you about the 60-minute thing. The funny thing that you're saying about the 60-minute or the 90-minute thing, like you pretty much get commercials the rest of the time. I can't watch the show on Wednesday nights. I have a few other things going on. So I watch it on the Global app the next day. Now, Global is our affiliate to CBS. So I watch it on the Global app, and when I turned it on, it's at an hour and 23 minutes. 47 minutes is commercials. That's crazy.
I told you.
Yeah.
Because, see, I was guessing, because, like, a one-hour episode is 42 minutes airtime, 18 minutes commercial. So I was figuring, all right, we double it, then they're going to at least get in 84 minutes.
Sure.
And it's just so noticeable because it's, like I said, it's not – you're used to getting at least two commercials, maybe three. You're not used to four, five, six, seven, eight commercials in between.
Yep.
And then they're throwing in the Amazing Race previews as part of it. And I swear to God, at one point last night, I started thinking
that Amazing
and this is
Race
sound
was
stupid,
on.
But I swear to God, I thought this.
Yeah.
Did the show end? Did I miss the end? An Amazing Race is on?
Yeah.
I really thought that.
Yeah.
What about the other tribe with Soda, how she keeps wanting to snatch the damn immunity idol away from whoever Jeff hands it to, which both times has been Venus.
Yeah, I don't. I liked Soda last week, and this week I'm not liking her so much. Tevin, I never liked all along. That tribe, I don't know. I think it's going to get interesting, especially with the two of them. I mean, Liz isn't my favorite, but the Randon and the Venus pair up, that's so odd to me, but it could work in the short term. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they end up going to tribal. The tribe I like the
most. Yeah, if they could get one more with them, if they could get either Hunter or Liz with them, then you're pushing a tie. Mm-hmm. With one of your favorite things, rocks.
Yeah.
Had to get
not
that
my
in
favorite.
There. But if you push it and they think it's 3-3, all of a sudden, who's going to blink? Who's going to back out and say, well, I ain't doing this. I'll just go ahead. I'll join Venus and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't
if you can just get three. If you can just get three, it creates a lot of havoc.
Yeah,
look at me.
Absolutely.
I'm using all kind of references. Janet with rocks and Steve with havoc. I'm on a roll tonight.
You are.
I got to flip tomatoes in there somehow.
Yeah.
Hey, there's still time for you to do so.
Yeah. We could still slip in a Bloody Mary or something, can't we?
With hot sauce.
Yeah.
Austin, what about you? What'd you think about it? I mean, what do you think about the overkill at how they did Jess with the fake idol and leading her on a wild goose chase, trying to lead her to find something that's not even real, and then pretending it is an idol and saying, I'll give it to you, but you got to vote like I do. And I mean, and she was ready to go home anyway. I mean, what do you think about doing somebody like that?
Yeah, I don't think it was called for, especially with, like, I mean, Jess was clearly out of her element there, and, like, she wasn't really fitting in. And so it just, like, did feel like they were being, like, high school bullies. And, like, the nice thing to do in that situation would be, like, hey, Jess, like we think, like, we've lost every challenge so far, and we just need to, like, keep the tribe strong. And then as mm-hmm. you've brought up, like, Jess was kind of, like, ready to go anyways. So, like, she had no reason to play her shot in the dark, and if she does, it's such a low chance that she gets it. And then even if she does, why not just, like, throw a vote or two on Banu, and then if she somehow gets it, then you lose Banu, who is, like, stirring things up. So it really was just going out of their way to be unnecessarily mean to someone who didn't warrant that behavior, so I wasn't a fan of it either.
And what about the whole little thing about Soda and Venus and how she's just I don't understand that. I mean, why do you think you have the right to just snatch it? It's a tribe immunity idol. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you have to keep snatching it away from somebody as if they're not part of your tribe and they don't deserve to at least hold it and then pass it around?
Yeah. Something like that. It's like, if you're winning, like, challenges, like, there's really no reason to, like, cause discourse, before you even, head to tribal. 'Cause, like, that, if anything, it's gonna, like, that behavior by Soda, like, going into a swap or a merge. Venus has reason. It's like, well, Soda doesn't respect me, so why do I have to vote with her when I could potentially find allies elsewhere, which she did with Randon, which is good for her. But, like, yeah, it's very uncalled for with Soda. It's just like, yeah, you can pat the idol, like, do something like that, but like trying to like grab it like you're a 2-year-old like wanting their toy, but that was uncalled for as well. So
what about this?
That was a good analogy Austin, like a 2-year-old grabbing a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, real.
I'm going by and putting X's by people's names that I don't see has any kind of chance at winning. Let's see. I'm down to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Dang, there's 18. I got 9 people already cut that ain't got a prayer in hell. I'm gonna say 10. Say 10. Well, wait a minute. Let's make it 11. That one can't win. 11. Twelve. Yeah. 13.
Needless to say, there's quite a few people that we can already eliminate from contention.
I'm down to like 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm down to like 4 people that have a really good 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think unless things change a lot, you know, because if you're thinking about edits, they usually do roller coaster edits. You know, they'll make you look bad, and then they'll build you back up and then take you back down before you leave. You know, maybe, you know, if somebody's praying for Kenzie, pray for that, because otherwise she's, you know, like we said earlier, Jeff said he didn't have to, or he wasn't going to create villains anymore. My point is he doesn't have to. They're doing it themselves. All he's got to do is show them for who they are. So, but Steve, if you write the tribes down and you write the names under the tribes and you're looking at it, you got 2 tribes that are just, they're clean. They may have a few things going on around camp, but they ain't even had to go to tribal yet to be exposed for anything, because Yanu can't stay out of trouble.
Yep. it really is, you know, we thought that we saw the worst tribe ever in Lulu. Now, you know, it almost makes you wonder, could Yanu, taught them. It's almost like they can't stay out of their own way, essentially. With everything that's going on, it almost makes me wonder, could they have used Jelinski's height last night in that challenge?
Well, of course they could have. I mean, that was a point I made on Twitter was, I mean, if you've got anybody with any height, put them in the middle where they got to reach the highest. But as far as Jelinski goes, yeah, he could have probably helped him in that particular challenge, but, you know, he would have probably found a way to take the block and throw it and break it somehow.
Yeah.
But I do have a little empathy for them, because if you stop and think about it, having to hold something over your head that long until you're waiting on all these other four or five players trying to raise theirs up there, it gets heavier and heavier and heavier and harder and harder and harder on your shoulders, because your arms aren't doing most of the work. Your shoulders are. And it gets to a point where you can't hold it. You have to let go.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no reason that you can't spell the damn word right.
Yeah.
So if anything, that's more on them for taking so damn long. And you know what I find even funnier is that before they even started putting them up, they laid them out on the ground to make sure that it was right both ways. And they still fucked it up.
Yeah, and I mean, they just weren't making smart, sound decisions. On Sega, I mean, you've got Jim, who's probably the shortest player they got, and all of a sudden they need one piece in the middle to complete it. And who are they relying on? The shortest damn player they got.
Yep.
How's she going to get it up there?
They did that with
that.
So
really,
well, we're
going
to have to lift her up there. Well, when you lift her up there, you're going to drop your beast.
Yep.
they did that.
They did that with Jess, too. They kept putting Jess in the middle. It's like, how is that going to help you? Right?
They did not think it through. These players are not that intelligent. When it comes to figuring out challenges. And it's not like they don't have a few minutes to do it. Jeff goes over every challenge before they start. You don't see it, but he spends time going over every challenge, walking through it, showing them what they need to do, what's expected, and then he gives them time to plot their strategy, and then they start. That's when the cameras start rolling again. So they have time to figure this out. Well, that's one of the first things I would have thought of. The highest point, we need our tallest player. And if that person's not tall enough to get it up there, we need to figure out how to do it. Because there's not going to be a big bald eagle fly over and hold it up there for you.
Yeah. It's not going to be a crane.
I thought it was ridiculous. And that's the kind of crap you'll hear after a challenge. Like if Jim's tribe wouldn't have gotten immunity, and she's the shortest player they got, and they've got her trying to do the furthest point away. And then, when it's time to vote somebody, well, Jim, she screwed that challenge up for us. Yep. No, you boneheaded dumbasses. She's what, 5'2"?
Oh, my God. It really is mind-boggling.
5'2" and skinny, too.
Of these tribes.
I mean, I was shocked it took them so long. How many times they kept failing?
Yeah.
And most every bit of it was over just bad decisions. Let's try Jim to put up the middle piece way up at the top. She's 5'2". That don't work. Well, hell, who can we use? Anybody 5'3" or 5'4"? Charlie, you're kind of tall, dude. I mean, you've been labeled a beanpole, so I think I'd have started with you in the middle. Q, I think I'd have started with you in the middle.
He was too busy barking orders.
Yep.
Yeah. Hunter, I think I'd have started with you in the middle. I mean, it's... It's not rocket science. Figure it out.
Hunter was too busy growing out that beard.
Let's go and get bushier.
You know, the beard that he already came on the show with.
Well, it's going to get bushier. But as far as them dropping the blocks, I understand that. I mean, you can only hold them so long up over. I mean, it's not like you're just holding it down by your waist or got it drooped over your shoulder. You're having to hold it up over your head. It gets heavy. It gets heavy. I don't care if it don't weigh but 20 pounds. It gets heavy after a while. It don't feel like 20 anymore. It feels like 50 or 60. So we could have some funny outcomes and some challenges if they keep thinking them through like they have so far. I mean, how long did it take them to figure out the darn 500-pound gecko and you can't pull it over? You got to get under it and lift it and push it.
It's still mind-boggling the fact that it took them so long.
Yeah, really.
I mean, that last night with the blocks over the head, it got comical that they screwed up so many times because you kept thinking, oh, well, they're running away with it. And I'm watching, I'm thinking, well, that's not who I was told was going to win. And shit, look at the damn lead. They can't blow this, my God. And they blow it like six times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, maybe the information is right because they can't spell it. They use the shortest person for the middle. I mean, every possible bad decision they could make, they nailed it.
And it was every team, too.
You know how it is. When you fail, you go big.
They just kept doing it, man. They just kept on.
When you fail, you go big. Go big or go home. Or go back to tribal.
But as far as, like, people having moments, at least when that was over with, as horrible as it was, I had my moment because two of my favorites were handed the idols. Venus, and then Jeff heading to the other one to Jim. So he did hand it to two girls in the front row. All right, let's open it up before we open it up, kind of a little mini announcement. I've already told Steve. It's a mini announcement. It ain't major, but of course, you know, when Big Brother comes back on, God, Big Brother. Anyway, when it comes back on, of course, Steve and Melissa will be back here hosting all of the shenanigans and what all happens on that show. But we're going to have a few other podcasts airing during that time, so we will probably, I'm not going to say we'll have to fight over airtime, over air nights, but we are going to do another Big Brother podcast while Steve and Melissa are doing their thing. Yeah. And I'm going to let Daniel tell you about it. It's something that we finalized today and we're going to work on. And Daniel, you clue everybody in. Steve already knows, but clue everybody else in on what we've got coming up later on, I guess, as we get closer to the summer with Big Brother.
Yep. This summer, of course, everybody knows I'm a Big Brother fanatic, and I've may have been part of one or two podcasts about Big Brother before. I don't know. Anyway, Jim and I talked earlier today, and we're talking about how, you know, there's been a lot of special guests we've had on these pods before, and I think it's time to bring some new ones on. So I'm going to be in contact with quite a few different Big Brother stars and alumni, and see if we can maybe get some more different ones on the Miss CA podcast. And Jim and I will be talking to them firsthand. And everybody, again, is welcome to call in, ask your questions, talk to them, and we will be bringing on some more Big Brother alumni in the near future. So it'll be very cool. So this summer, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be very, it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. It's been a while since I've done this, but I think I can hop back on the saddle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So,
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've already kicked some names around, and we've already kicked some names around that he can talk to, and some that I know that I can talk to, I think he touched on it. It's not going to be like the same people that we've had on before.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, we can do that. It's real easy to do, but we want to try to reach, you know, and extend the network a little and bring on some people that we haven't had on before.
Yeah, and I mean, if there's somebody that is very much so demanded and they want to hear from them yet again, I'm sure Jim will be like, okay, well, Daniel, okay, this person's being demanded over and over again. Yes, we've had them.
Or if we do it in a different way, if it's somebody we've had on before and we've got a different way to bring them on, for another appearance, such as I have done on some of the Survivor pods I've done, where I've interviewed people and I've brought on married couples, and we got very fun, interesting information from the spouse that was left behind at home and what they had to deal with. And we've
very
heard
true,
some very interesting stories, such as like when we had Andrew and Steph on, you know, Savage. Turns out the show was trying to get Stephanie on the show, and she couldn't go do it or whatever, and she ends up telling them about Andrew. That's how Andrew Savage got on the show. They wanted his wife. So you hear different things. Like when, you know, of course I had Penner and Stacy on quite a bit, but like some of the stuff you hear from Stacy, like when she went to visit, you know, for family visits, how that worked, you know, and, I mean, I've spoiled a lot of stuff before, like how they have to get the shots and all this and that. And she flew out there, and he got voted out during the flight. But they still let her see him. But that was a neat little story to hear. Like with Brenda, her dad was the one that was going to visit, got all of his shots and was ready to leave the next morning. Then they call him and say, sorry, you're not going to be going. So, of course, he knows that Brenda got voted out. But you hear stuff like that. So if there's some Big Brother people, like husbands and wives or sisters, brothers and sisters, a parent of a player, I mean, you know, that might be another avenue we go down. Because those are fun. Those are fun.
Yeah, something else I was thinking about, Jim, is what would happen if we happened to bring in a house guest that was also, I don't know, maybe a traitor. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought about that. I didn't bring it up to you, But I did think about that. I did think the way Traders is going now, we could end up having somebody that's done that show. I did think about Dan and his wife, and also Dan's sister, because Dan's sister is in BBW and posts from time to time about Dan. So, and I've talked to her before. I mean, there's a lot of different avenues you can go down and have fun with it, you know. And people have other things going on. It's like when we had JoJo on about the music video and the song, you know. You could have Chef Joe on, and we could do some recipes one night, or we could have Adam on and talk about some, you know, how much bacon does this guy really eat? Seriously. It'd be funny if he come on and said, well, really, I don't eat no more bacon than nobody else. But, I mean, there's a lot of different ways. I mean, we've had Rachel on before, you know. She had the night we had her on, she had her hands full with them kids. Lord have mercy. God bless her. She was trying to go back and forth. And but what if you had her and her sister on? What if you got –
All right, Jim,
could
I think
secure,
we have
right now, what if you could secure either Christmas or Memphis?
Mm-hmm. Jim, I think we have a new caller that wants to talk about Survivor, I think.
Okay.
So hang on one second. Caller, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Mic check. One, two. I have a lot of stuff going on in my background. There's people over here, but I'm loving this show. I'm enjoying the interaction. I want to let you know I'm not just a regular caller. I have a radio network. I have lots of listeners. So when I hear things and I promote text, and send it through social media, people see it, and things happen. So thank y'all for bringing the real knowledge to the forefront.
Well, we're glad to have you. Anytime you want to come on and talk Survivor or bring up anything you want to bring up, I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's okay to plug your own stuff when you're on. But, yeah, I mean, are you a long-time Survivor fan?
Yes, I am. I am, and I used to leave from work to watch it. So I'm very big on the program, and I'm loving the energy here tonight. I'm loving the people talking about how they feel and what they feel about the television show. It's very important. So,
I'm here. All right. Well, that's cool. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Don Jr., CEO.
Okay, we got you. Well, we're glad you called in. What do you think so far this season about the 2 hours we've been getting each week? Do you think they're kind of missing an opportunity, and they basically did this for commercial sales and adding more commercials, and they're kind of missing the boat with being able to develop the characters more than what they have?
My personal feeling is like this. Survivor is a long-running show, and no matter what goes on, people want to search and find it on the Internet. Whether you take it off there, you cancel it, it's alive. It's out there in the public. So no matter what goes on, we're going to get better as the days go forward. But no matter what, we have to remember where we came from in order to go forward.
All right. What do you think so far about this season? Who are some of the players that you're kind of enjoying, and who are some of them that you could kind of do without?
I don't get into picking favorites. I have 300 people on my winning team, and I can never say that my daughter is better than my son. That one I can't. You feel what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But as the season goes on, I'm sure you're going to end up saying, "Man, I'm kind of tired of that player right there."
Would somebody
vote them out, please?
It's a cutthroat. It's a cutthroat industry, and when I say industry, it's a big business. And at the end of the day, they sell a lot of commercials, so no matter what, Survivor is a hot topic. It's Google top 10 on trending lists. I mean, it's out there.
Well, there's a reason.
Show what
there's a reason it's been on so many years. It makes a lot of money for CBS.
Come on, and not only that, it's reality. It's real TV.
Yeah, that's something a lot of fans take for granted sometimes. They forget above and beyond. For the network, it's a TV show.
Yes, good job.
You know, for fans and players, it's a game. But for the network, it's a TV show.
It's a TV show. Right, and the networks are created to actually put out these TV shows at high levels, high volumes, just like a assembly line, just like Henry Ford. If you think about Ford, if you think about TV, the Viagra fish.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but no matter what goes on, next season you'll have another crazy 30 people to go to an island, nowhere, in the middle of nowhere, be out there and try to survive. And we going to film it, and we going to put it on social media everywhere, and we going to make millions off of it, and everybody's going to be buying it.
and we ain't even going to give you a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, really.
I'm serious. They don't give them toilet paper. You either have to use dry leaves, Or what a lot of players do now, they go out in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Classic radio.
Be careful if you're ever on the show and you go out in the water and you see something floating by, it ain't going to be a baby Ruth.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm glad you called in. Feel free to call anytime you want. We're on here every Thursday night doing this. We do it's a 3-hour pod total. The first 2 hours, of course, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the third hour, you have to already be connected and be on here, and you get carried over to the third hour. Because if you're not, if you try to wait and call in on the third hour, we can't get you on. That's not us. It's a network server thing. So always try to remember. I got to get on there before that third hour starts, so I can at least have that last hour if I'm running late. And then a lot of times on the third hour we'll talk about anything people want to talk about. You know, if they want to talk about whatever's going on in the world, or if they want to talk about another show, like now Traders is real popular. So that third hour we kind of open it up for anything. But the first 2 hours we try to break down last night's show, and I'll give some hints and teases about stuff that I may know that's coming up. And so you got to be prepared for that. Every once in a while you might hear a little spoiler on here. Whether you like that or not, I don't know, but sometimes you'll hear something on here that may tell you what's coming up in the next week or two.
I love great conversation. I love being around great people, and thank you for opening my line. You didn't have to open me up, but you opened me up. Thank you so much. My name is Pastor Martin, CEO.
Yeah, we'll get you on here anytime you call in. We'll have fun with it and get your thoughts on stuff. And the way we are, it's fine to disagree with each other. You know, everybody's got their favorites, and everybody's got ones they don't like, and everybody agrees with certain type of play. And certain play they don't like. And, you know, we'll bring up the points and we'll debate it back and forth, but we don't ever make it personal. We don't ever attack each other. Now, we'll evaluate gameplay, what we see on TV, but we're not going to evaluate each other.
Hey, thank you, sir. I do appreciate you. I'm sorry for interrupting your show, but I really, really appreciate this show. My heart is
filled. All right,
good deal. And I'm going. You have a great evening.
All right. Well, you call in anytime you want and throw our link around anytime you want and mention me. Just tell everybody I'm the best thing since sliced bread.
Okay.
And if they don't like bread, tell them soda pop, whatever.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, man. Come on.
Thanks for calling in. Stick around and listen and throw in some more thoughts out there. As long as you be on here, if not, just remember every Thursday night we do this. And then when Big Brother starts later on, closer to the summer, we do Big Brother podcast too. And I don't know if you like sports, but we have a sports podcast every Saturday night that we talk about all kind of different sports.
I love sports, basketball, football, all that.
We cover all of it. We cover basketball, football, baseball, hockey, wrestling, boxing, MMA.
Okay.
We cover everything.
Oh, yeah, I deal with the wrestlers. I'm old school.
Every podcast we do starts at the same time, 9 p.m. The sports podcast is on Saturday nights, Survivor's Thursday night,
okay.
And then on – when Big Brother comes on, we usually have multiple podcasts throughout the week, depending on their schedule, you know, the network schedule.
Gotcha.
So you just have to keep up with it because it can vary from week to week with what schedule CBS is putting out. But the
Brother,
sports podcast is every Saturday and Survivor's every Thursday.
I know you see my number, man. Please text me your email address. I want to send you some information because I love what you're doing. I have 300 people, and they all need what you have, and that's audience.
All right. Well,
you can't make me.
I'm not hard to find. Everything I usually use is the game Survivor. So, I mean, that's how you can find me at Gmail. It's the game Survivor at Gmail. You can find me at Yahoo, the game Survivor. You can find me on Twitter at that. I've got groups on Facebook. I've got two Survivor groups on Facebook. One of them's a spoiler free group. One of them is a spoiler group. We've got a Big Brother group on Facebook. We've got a Sports Whispers group on Facebook. I mean, I'm kind of like,
okay.
I guess I'm just a big hoe. I don't know. you can find me pretty easy. I'm not hard to find.
Amen. Wow.
But yeah,
okay.
If you want to send email, you can get me at Gmail or Yahoo at the Game Survivor.
Game Survivor. Okay. I'm typing it in right now as we speak. Survivor. Okay, the game Survivor. You come right up and Google. Very good.
So it's all one word, too.
Okay. Yeah, just one long word. The game Survivor. That was my thing at Web TV, JB.
Yeah, I know it.
That was the website I ran for so long where I decided I'll just put all this on the website, and then it was kind of like, I don't really like this too much because there's no interaction. You know, it's just me doing pages on a website, and it was neat to learn how to do all that, but there was no interaction. You know, I wasn't talking to people.
Yeah,
so
not like,
Not
like you do here.
Yeah, it's better like this. You get to know people. You make friends. That's the whole thing. So many friendships are made doing this.
Amen.
But we, but the podcasts are everywhere. She can cover all of that. I mean, iTunes, all the damn. I don't even know where all we're at. I know where. If you want to find us, you can find us.
Oh no, I'm sending emails right now, sir. I found you. I'm sending emails right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Steve, let me get back to you. Thanks again for calling in, and hang on if you want to, and we'll talk some more, but I'm going to get to some more of the callers. And Steve's kind of like
–
Steve's my producer here, so if you ever can't get in touch with me and you're on here, Steve's the guy to talk to. And Steve, get back into last night. I mean, you heard me just say I've marked off about 13, 14 people that I don't think can win. You probably don't have as many as I do on that list, but is this a season where you made a comment earlier about you saw somebody as a possible final three that won't get a vote? Is this the type of season where it doesn't look like it's going to be really that hard to figure out the few people that really have a chance?
Well, we've seen it before where they have led us where they've led us in a certain direction with the edit, and it ends up becoming like a complete turnaround of a season. Like, for example, let's take a look at Emily last season. You know, nobody expected her to even be in the running with how she started off her season, and lo and behold, you know, there were some people actually on the internet that were wondering if Emily was actually, was actually one of the contestants that was going to be in the final three. Because I know that there was, there were a whole bunch of names that were being thrown around on the internet last season of who is actually in the final three. And I know Emily's was one of them. So, you know, the edit can really throw you through a loop. You know, you have to there's certain seasons where it's a foregone conclusion, like, okay, yeah, this person has no shot in hell whatsoever of winning. But then, you know, there may be other players that have like a back and forth sort of back and forth sort of story that kind of makes you question. Like, I would throw Troy Zan into that a little bit. During his first season of One World, you know, everybody looked at him as being, you know, this huge character, and you know how Jeff Probst loves larger than life characters. And, you know, he was, Troy Zan was all about it being, oh, this is my island, you know. And even going to the point of where one of the other contestants was named Tarzan, he's like, you can't be Tarzan. There's only one king of the jungle, and that's me, Troy Zan. There's a few people right now this season that, just from the way they've started out, you know, I'll just throw out an example. You know, Liz, who has been flaunting around her money and whatnot, and has completely rubbed her entire tribe the wrong way. I would have her right now as no shot in hell of winning this season. But, you know, there's always that possibility. Could we see another Emily sort of edit where, you know, they start out like a complete train wreck, and then all of a sudden, you know, they slowly build themselves back up, and you know, by the end of their stay, they have you wondering, oh, is, you know, are they all of a sudden going to, you know, are they all of a sudden going to be this, you know, this huge character, and it's definitely something to keep in mind, especially with some of these contestants.
What do you think, Austin? Is this gonna be one of those seasons where it's, I hate to say, kind of easy to figure out, but maybe.
I think I personally would need a few more episodes to narrow it down, because like you said, Jim, I think you're right. Like, the first episode was kind of all about Jelinski's downfall, and like not many people had, like, I mean, yeah, like Steve was saying, Liz had a pretty bad episode with people, like her getting under people's skin with talking about her money, but this episode it really knocked a few people out of the running so far. It's hard to say until couple of these other tribes start going to tribal council and seeing what, like, there's a lot of people who have they're setting up their plans of where they could go, but right now I have a hard time seeing what direction it's gonna go right now. But I don't think there's any clear front runner. Like, I think last season, from pretty early on, D was a pretty big contender. There was a few others, but I think she was always like one person who was in it. But like right now, I have a hard time seeing where it's gonna go so far.
What about you, Melissa? Easier to figure out than most seasons, you think?
You know what? The thing is they lead you down a path, and it's usually not the right one. I don't know, Jim. I just don't know.
Reggie, what about you? You think it's kind of, I mean, it kind of looks clear cut right now as to some of the people that probably don't really have a chance. Do you think it's just maybe they're going to have a redemption? I mean, could the Mean Girls, Tiffany and Kenzie, could they have like a redemption story and come back from how they treated Jess this past week? Can Soda have a redemption story with how she's acting towards Venus? Or do you think it's kind of just cut and dry that Jeff's just letting the players be who they are, and if you're like that, you're like that?
Reggie had to drop off. She had somebody stop by, so she had to hang up.
All right, we'll take
but
that.
But she did.
Or Melissa, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I don't think there's any redemption whatsoever for Kinsey and Tiffany and Soda. I don't see it happening. They may go far, but not
Daniel,
many people are going to like it.
Daniel, what about you? I mean, you kind of like Kinsey, and maybe you. Well, I'm not going to say that you wouldn't think what she did last night was kind of overboard and maybe a little mean, because even if you like her, you probably see that was kind of uncalled for. But do you still think there's something here where she can bounce back from that, and this is just kind of an edit to where it's at a down point now, and before you know it, she may be getting a heroic edit?
Yeah, there's always a redemption story for somebody, or maybe a few somebodies on Survivor. We see it every season. there's going to be somebody that we hate at the beginning, and then there's like, because they're treating people the wrong way, and then slowly but surely the edit changes, and it's not, and obviously he's not, like you said, he's letting people be who they are, but we see them adapt and maybe actually see it in themselves, and we end up seeing a redemption story for one of the three that was just mentioned, which I'm hoping there is a redemption arc for Kenzie, because I would love to see her redeem herself. But something like that, I mean, it could be that we're going to have a redemption story between one of the three, or maybe Soda will just pop. I don't know. But
yeah, Soda pop.
Sorry, I had to.
Go ahead and use the other one you told me today. Go ahead and get it out of the way.
Which, oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's really a shame that I know we have men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Well, we have a Venus. We should have just had a Mars somewhere on the show. But anyway.
Oh, but you do have... But what you're missing here, Daniel, is you do have Venus, and you do have Kevin acting like he's from Mars.
That's true.
So, what about you, Janet? You think it's too early for me to be putting X's by names?
Tim, you're good at reading people, so I don't think so. I think what we're seeing is, like you said about Jeff not playing up the villains, I think some people are starting to show their true colors. I do think at merge, though, it might get interesting because depending on who's left on what tribes, when they're all merged together, it'll be interesting to see who tolerates, you know, other people from other tribes acting that way. Like, say, a Kenzie and a Tiffany going to someone else on another tribe, And acting that way, it may not play off as well. So I don't know. I think it might be too early, but I think some are showing their true colors.
Yeah, I mean, Austin, that's a good point. With what we're seeing so far, can you imagine some of these people merging together? Can you see the main thing will be is, like, if they merge, say, and I'm not saying all these names merge, I'm just saying what if they do. If Venus and Soda merge, is Nami going to be like, oh, crap, damn, we shouldn't have treated Venus and Randon like we did because now we need them for numbers. We don't want them to go hook up with Sega players. I mean, you know, a lot of that's going to happen, Austin. I mean, you know, and if Yanu with Tiffany, Kenzie, and Q, if somehow they can make a merge and that's all that's left, don't you think these other two tribes going to be asking questions like, how the hell y'all be so sorry so early in the game? What was y'all doing? And is at that point Q gonna just confess and say, dude, we were so ugly to a couple of them players. I can't believe we did like we did. I tried to get out. I mean, there's so many things can happen with these people if they merge, Austin.
Yeah. I think with the new era of Survivor, like, it's like obviously always starts off with three tribes now, so there's It really opens the amount of dynamics up because it's not just the three tribes, but it's all the different dynamics within those tribes. And so, like, I do think it's, like, about who's going to be, like, loyal to who. Like, you always have, like, little voting blocks together. And I do think if Q, Tiffany, and Kenzie, for example, them, if they all make the merge, it could be a scenario where Q is just like, because you saw him, like, considering, is like, can I get Kenzie out? He might be willing to say, okay, let's, I don't really care for Kenzie all that much, and let's just get her out so that I can just work with Tiffany moving forward. And then again, something like the Soda Venus scenario, Venus could just say is like, yeah, Soda doesn't really care for me, and that's apparent. So she could just be going for her. So like, I think it doesn't look like it's going to be like the tribe staying strong together right now. It looks like this is a cast that could be like a lot of internal conflict I could see happening.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Melissa? You're usually pretty in tune with keeping it real and how you think things will play out. You have a lot of good insight, and when you're thinking about merges now with only 18 players, it used to be where you can go into a merge, you know, if you had two tribes of nine, you may have seven people left or at least six. Now, when it's three tribes of three and you go into a merge, you better have dominated, number one, you better have dominated to still have numbers, because you got two other tribes that had X amount of players, and not only have you better dominated, you better have stuck together and not have any fractions happening, fractures. Because, like with NAMI, they still got all six left, but they ain't no way in hell they together. They ain't no way. So.
No. Yeah. No.
Is it gotten to a point, Melissa, to where, like at a merge, you can kind of throw out original tribes sticking together?
Yeah. I think for the most part, I think there may be one or two, like I think Charlie and Maria would probably really still stick together. I can see Hunter and Kevin still sticking together. And Tiffany and Kinsey. But as a full tribes, no.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I think the people that have been done bad.
So what you're looking at, Melissa, you're looking at like maybe the top two dogs off each tribe that will stick
together. Or the two that are the strongest alliance.
What about these little puppies that's gotten left out? Now they're going to find other little puppies and play with.
Right, exactly. I believe in karma, and I do believe that the Mean Girls, Soda included, are going to see some karma come their way.
Well, again, we go back and we always point out it is a TV show. They want ratings. And if that were to happen, Melissa, that would be ratings.
Yep.
That would be fans getting to say, I've been waiting to see that. I've been hoping to see that. Give them what they want, and they keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
You string them along. You tease them, just like doing a spoiler. You tease them, and then you finally give it to them, and they're happy. They had to wait on it, but they happy. They got what they wanted. Just like every year, that little green check mark goes up, Steve. They wait on it, but by God, when it goes up, they happy. They happy.
When it goes up, the crowd goes wild.
JB, what do you think about this? I mean, merge is just different now. I mean, it's a new era, and merge is just different now, isn't it? I mean, you're not going to have these dominating tribes go into merge, and the big question is, let's just keep our numbers and keep rolling. That don't happen anymore, does it?
No, I don't think so. And it's like NAMI. if they go into a merge. You know, you can, I'm going to just pick like Hunter and Liz might pick like a Purple Rock and go to Yanu, and maybe Tiffany and Kenzie go to NAMI. And I can see where Tiffany and Kenzie can get with Soda, and they're going to tell her, you know what we did to Jess? We led her on. We tried to, you know, give her a, we tried to show her where a, you know, idol was, and she just couldn't figure it out for anything. And I can see them just blabbing their, you know, what they did or what, you know, what they really shouldn't have done. And they thought it was, you know, funny. And
well, JB, what that basically amounts to is an old saying that I use. If they go and they do that, they're going to be letting their elephant mouths overload their hummingbird rear ends.
Well, you know, you're in Survivor, you're going to have, you know, I'm not going to say that these two people are going to, you know, go there, but I can see if they do, you know, that you're going to have, I'm just going to say you're going to have somebody that's going to open their mouth and say, you know what we did? We led this person on. And the next thing you know, the rest of the tribe is going to say, you know, after hearing what they did, we don't need this person on our tribe.
Yeah, and then JB, if somehow, miraculously, one or both get to a final three, even though this happened to people that would not be on the jury, I'm sure somebody would bring it up if Kenzie or Tiffany or, to a lesser point, Q, were on a final three. What's to stop one of the jury members from saying, why don't you explain to all of us why y'all did just like you did when there was no point to it? Tell us how that was gameplay. And then Steve may be right. Kenzie could be a final three with no votes. Because you can't explain that, Melissa. I mean, you can't explain that other than just saying, I was wrong. We shouldn't have done it.
I don't think they care.
I don't either. I don't either. And I think if they do merge, I think Soda jump right in with them. And I think Kevin will jump right in with them.
Yeah. And it could be Tiffany that could be in the final three. And she might not get any votes. That's a possibility, too.
Well, and the other possibility is at least one of them does have a redemption storyline, and it starts bothering them. It would look like it would be Q more than it would be Kenzie or Tiffany, but it could be Tiffany. I guess it could be Kenzie. But, and then who knows by the time. No telling what else is going to happen. I mean, that just may be the tip of the iceberg, what they did to Jess. They may do something worse. Who knows?
They might do something to, you know, somebody else on another tribe. We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I foresee them doing something pretty darn messed up with Banu.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
Meaning the way that he was like, I need your help, blah, 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 and her just pretending like she's going to help him and then fuck him over.
But I don't think Banu is the type of player, if they try to pull this same shenanigans on him, that he's not going to bring it up at Tribal and just show you. You know, if they try to do him that way with another stupid idol, they can't be that stupid, because it's already come out at Tribal, and Jeff's already said this is not legitimate. If they're going to do Banu like that, they're going to make a better idol. And I don't know that they got it in them to do that. They got by with it with Jess. Number one, Jess didn't really think it was real anyway. But you can still backstab Banu without doing the whole idol thing. You can make him think he's safe. They can do him dirty too. And, you know, maybe the story continues, Melissa. Maybe it continues to grow as Kenzie, Tiffany, and Q are just, they're being villains with how they play. They're still around. They're still in the game. They're getting rid of people, but they're doing it in an ugly manner.
My take on it last night was that I think that Q, even though he was knowingly giving her a fake idol, I think that he would have preferred Kenzie to go. I think his intention was he was going to try to get Kenzie. But then as the episode went on, he realized that it probably wasn't going to be able to happen. So he said, well, we'll either get rid of Jess or we'll get rid of Kenzie. Either one would be fine with him.
It can't be Tiffany if she has any
Kenzie,
kind of...
Or Kenzie, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Tiffany's got an idol, don't she?
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. wanted to get rid of Kenzie. I think either one would have been okay with him. I don't think that he was completely... in on the mean girl things.
Yeah.
I think he truly intended on getting rid of Kenzie. It just didn't work. So he went back to getting rid of Jess.
You know, Janet, the thing that just keeps coming up, all of this crap with Yanu, you know, after what happened with Jess and how Jelinski was so horrible, and now it looks like Banu is next and how they're probably going to just toy with him if they want to. And then you at NAMI, you know, the Orange Tribe, with the crap Soda did about the idol with Venus, and they're making Venus kind of feel left out at camp, and of course, Kevin just being a motor mouth the whole time, and Randon now maybe, you know, he might can get this idol, and he's clued Venus in on it. There's all kind of crap going on there. And then you go to the Green Tribe, Siga, it's almost like we forget all about them because there's nothing going on there. They're making up, they're trying to figure out how many songs they can come up with. That's their drama.
Yeah. It's actually funny to watch. I seen them last night, and I'm like, you know what? That seems like the most cohesive tribe right now. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward how they do, especially if they have to. I don't see them right now losing a challenge, but if they did, see them have to go to tribal, because I don't know what they do. I don't think any of them are looking at, well, I mean, they are looking at, like, you know, moving forward in the game, but it's so cohesive. I don't see them having to worry about things anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, isn't it, Daniel? When you break down these three tribes and you, you know, we talk about Yanu and all the drama there. We talk about Nami and not as much drama, but definite drama. And you and you go to the Green Tribe, and it's almost like it's Kumbaya, my Lord.
Yep.
Kumbaya. And it's like, you know, Janet brought up, I mean, I don't think they'll even lose a challenge, but what if they did? I mean, there's nobody on that tribe targeting anybody, is there?
No,
I mean,
really
you've got Charlie, you got Charlie's Angels, but that's just TV. That's all that was. Three girls and Charlie. That was just TV.
Yeah.
You're not really seeing any serious talk about somebody being in deep trouble over there, are we?
No. Honestly, I think it'll be a battle between Metallica and Taylor Swift. But but I think they'll have to decide how many songs they can name each to decide who to vote out that, when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But there really isn't like anybody that is starting, but that's because they haven't been under any pressure at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if Jeff continues to take away the Flint of the tribe that loses, okay, that means if they lost, that means the Flint's gone, and maybe they start to have to, okay, I can't make fire right now, so they struggle with that. It gets onto their pressure, gets onto their nerves, and gets their fuses a little bit shorter, and maybe we see some sparks start flying.
Yeah, I mean, if I was on there, I know the the first thing I would do. If we lost a challenge to try to throw some heat at somebody, and it may not work, but I'd definitely try it. If we lost a challenge, I would just right in front of everybody, I'd holler at Charlie and say, give me a damn Taylor Swift song for this shit. I'd put the heat on him right away, you know, because I'd be kind of getting tired of hearing this Taylor Swift stuff, really.
Yeah.
Well, but I can already tell you what.
But as of right now, Daniel, it's almost like you watch a football game, and you're watching a quarterback on a team, and it's in the fourth quarter, and his damn uniform still looks like he just put it on. He ain't been sacked.
Yeah.
He ain't been touched. That's Sika right now. It's like they ain't even touched.
Yeah. And are they even going to be touched at all coming up? And by the way, Taylor Swift song you would pick is Shake It Off. I'm just saying. I guarantee it. Anyway.
Coming straight from the expert.
But I mean, Steve, that's kind of where it is. I mean, it's drama. I mean, drama. And Yanu, the Purple Tribe, ain't nothing but drama. And then Nami, they got drama, but not as bad. And you go to Sega, and they're like I just said, they're the NFL quarterback in the fourth quarter, and his uniform is still looking brand new. They ain't been touched.
Yeah. Yep. But you do have to wonder just how much longer can they stay untouched? Because you know eventually something has to give.
I don't know.
Especially with the especially with the underlying tension over at NAMI.
But see, as
you know,
all you got to do is finish second. You look at these three tribes right now. It's hard to imagine Sega not at least getting second. They don't have to win. They just have to get second.
Right. Unless both tribes are, unless two losing tribes go to tribal.
But, I mean, keeping to the premise of the game, two tribes get immunity. You going to tell me Sega can't at least beat one of them other tribes? Yanu
oh,
down
I think
to,
they can.
Yeah, I knew down to Q, Kenzie, Kidney, and Banu. And then Nami. I mean, Kevin ain't no threat. Soda ain't really no threat. She got a big mouth. Venus is okay. Hunter's okay. Liz okay. I mean, I don't. Sega's pretty balanced, top to bottom. They don't really have a weakness that just jumps out at you and says, oh, that player's going to cost them. They don't have one of those.
Yeah, at least from what we've seen so far.
They honestly could go to merge while all six of them still playing. And if they do, you better watch out. You better watch out for that one girl on there I mentioned to you earlier.
I think it definitely is possible because out of all of them, we have not seen, out of all the tribes, the tribe we have seen the least drama from is Sika, if we've even seen any drama. So usually that's a pretty good indicator, especially pre-merge. That's a pretty good indicator of how things are going to pan out.
I'll give you an indicator. I know Survivor pretty well. And right now, my knowledge of the Sega tribe, I know who Charlie is because of Taylor Swift. I couldn't tell you what Ben looks like. I couldn't tell you what Tim looks like. I think one of them's black, one of them's white. I don't know which is which. I'm just being honest. I know who Jim is because she's one of my favorites. I think Maria is one of Melissa's long-lost sister.
She's my favorite.
Yeah, I really like her. Like I think she looks like my Aunt Susie.
All right, so I don't want to get them confused. Maria and Mariah. Which one is the older Hispanic?
Maria.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I know who she is. She's one to watch. So Mariah is the long-lost sister. Is that right, Melissa?
Mariah and Liz are the long-lost sisters, yeah.
Okay, so Mariah. See, that's my knowledge of this tribe. That's how good they are at staying out of trouble, not having anything going on right now. There's a couple of guys on there, and I think one's white and one's black. I don't know which is which. I only know. Wait, now let me think about it. I know Ben's the white guy because he was Metallica, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. See, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about with this tribe. Songs, bands, long-lost sisters. There ain't nothing going on over there.
Yep.
I mean, Jim, the girl I like, she's so worried about this season, her and her husband went on a big-ass vacation this week.
You know what, I was looking through my notes, and one thing I wanted to point out, and it's totally off subject, okay?
Okay, all right.
But you know how that Tim, and he's all down on the women, and, oh, my God, she's got an extra vote, and that's not good, blah, 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 these women, I know these women, as he sits there in his confessional, complaining about the women when he has a bow on his bust, on his head. and makes him look like a freaking woman.
That's funny.
The really questionable thing about that tribe, though, was at the last challenge. The biggest questionable thing about them was trying to put the shortest player they got in the middle to reach the highest point. So they could be cracked at some point, but as of right now, they're wearing Teflon because everything's just rolling right off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing, JB, is you look at the cast. Normally, you'll see one or two players where you're starting to think, "Oh, I bet when it gets down to individual, oh, I bet they could go on an immunity run." See anybody like that?
I don't really.
Anybody see anybody like that?
No, mm-hmm. I don't.
No.
Yeah, as far as immunity run, no, uh-uh.
What about you, Austin? Do you see anybody? I mean, you might would have thought Q because he was a college football player, but... I mean, he was like a wide receiver. It's not like he was one of the, you know, the big dogs. Before you answer, Austin, kind of look over him, Austin, see if you see anybody. I've got a dark horse. I'll give you a dark horse after you tell me your thoughts, Austin. I'm going to read a comment from Survivor Whispers. And these comments are about what happened to Jess last night. Yes, very sad. Another comment. She was relentlessly bullied by the mean girls, much like Christy was in Amazon. Propes should have called them out on it. Perhaps there need to be rules put in place about this. I now officially dislike all of her tribe mates. Hope they're picked off one by one. They all owe her a big-time apology. Another comment. I'm not necessarily upset, but they were doing too much. And the most to her, the fake idol was so unnecessary. She did say in her exit interview that she was ready to go, and it would have been torture to stay. So they could have just simply voted her out. Another comment. Exactly, mean and bully. Q, Kenzie, Tiffany, Banu was an enabler. Another comment. What made it so terrible is they felt the need to humiliate her. I don't care how tough it might be to live with her. There's no need for that kind of crappy behavior. All they had to do was have three of them vote her out, and the result would have been the same. But they wanted to bully her. Not a good look for any of them. Those are the comments from fans.
Yes.
That's not us on here. That's just normal fans at what they saw.
Yeah.
And I agree with them.
Where is that? Yeah, Daniel, I get a lot of votes like that. Oh, Daniel sent me a picture and said, "Jim, you got to like Kenzie." He sent me a picture of her, and it says, "I voted early." Daniel said, "You got to like her, Jim. She voted for you." what I'm saying, I get a lot of votes like that, Daniel. A lot of people vote early. They just don't never help me.
But all right, Austin, you've had a minute to look it over. Anybody? Anybody you, I mean, maybe you see something somebody hadn't seen, maybe a female. Anybody you think could maybe go on an immunity run once it gets individual?
Austin dropped.
Okay. All right. All right, Daniel, what about you? Anybody? Immunity run?
I'm trying to look at the cast as a whole, and I'm not sure about immunity runs. At, I don't know. I think there's always going to be, like, trading of immunities this season. I really do. I don't see anybody going on a run, of per se. But, oh, what's his name? I'm trying to think what the one guy's name is. If there was anybody that could do it, I think I'm trying. I'm looking up his name real quick because I can't remember the exact name. It's
Q?
definitely not Banu, but that's for sure. I think Banu will be voted out no matter if there's merge or not. I think he'll be voted out quickly. I think it is going to be actually Randon.
Oh.
Randon?
Yeah.
Wow.
He might not even make merge.
Well, I'm saying if he made merge, if it was like an individual immunity, I think Randon could, like, just if it was physical comps and different things like that, I think he could kind of win it out. So.
Janet, you see anybody?
Well, you know what? My favorite player so far, and I know we haven't been able to see much from that tribe yet, I love Maria. And I really think that depending on who was there, especially if it's like a lot of girls or, you know, certain of the guys leave, I think she might do well. I don't know that she'd go on a run, but I'd like to see that. So I'm going to say her.
All right, Steve, what about you? Anybody?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at a potential run from Q, because didn't he used to be a football player?
Q played at Ole Miss.
Wide receiver, I think.
You know, he could. That could be useful potentially for endurance, because we, you know, especially in endurance, usually you need a lot of stamina. So I think for the men, I would say Q would probably be my biggest option. For the women, I mean, if she can make it to the merge, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a run from Venus. Because,
you know, I was thinking the same
it's
thing.
Clear.
I was thinking the same thing.
Something with her.
Yeah, I don't know why it's. And I used this name for Victoria in the last Whispers game. I used it for Cutie, but there's that little Spitfire element to Venus somehow. It's like she's not gonna be pushed around. So. And, you know, a lot of times when you back somebody in the corner, they ain't no way out except to fight. So
she's a Canadian
right.
Rock, so it could be.
So, I mean, that's possible. It's sort of unlikely, but it's possible. Melissa, anybody stand out to you?
Well, I kind of agree with Janet as far as Maria. She could possibly do that. I think she's pretty strong. I could also see Venus doing it. I could. As far as the men, let me see here. Where is it? I'm trying to get my cheater out here.
We've had Q mentioned. We've had Randon mentioned.
Hunter, maybe?
See, that's my dark horse. I knew you'd say it. I thought I was going to get all the way to the end and nobody say it. And then I thought, I'm going to save Melissa for last because damn it, she'll be the one to say it.
Yeah.
But the reason is a couple of things. He's got decent size. He's not an Olympic athlete or anything, but he's got decent size. And the other thing is, he's a country boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's from Mississippi. Country boys can survive. Ooh. Ooh. Is that a clue? I don't. But and the other thing we have to all keep in mind is at the different array of challenges. I mean, you know, when you say immunity run, the first thing a lot of people think about is, like, I think Steve brought up endurance. Somebody brought up endurance, and they're thinking physical. There's a lot of damn puzzles going to come into play.
True.
You could have some little nerd go on an immunity run because they knock out two or three straight puzzles. Or maybe some girl you're not thinking about. What about Liz? What about Mariah? What about Jim? As far as females, physical stuff, I think everybody saw Tiffany, how she handled that, finding that idol all in one afternoon, barefooted, running all over every damn thing in that island. She seemed kind of physical to me. Soda will run out of gas. Hey, endurance, you can forget her.
She would be one of the first ones out.
Kevin,
for endurance.
Kevin will run out of gas, but he'll still be talking. He'll still be narrating the show for you.
Yeah. Kevin would have a dramatic exit.
Charlie might be good at puzzles, Melissa. What do you think about that? Charlie might be good at puzzles.
Yeah. Yeah, he could.
Yeah, that's possible. I kind of like the Venus thing if she could just get that far. She's scrappy enough. She's not going to be one that's going to give up. Steve, is she back to your point about somebody else, Steve, is Venus the type could make final three and not get any votes?
Potentially. I mean, she part of her story so far is that nobody has wanted to even associate with her. So
how stupid is that?
That could be expanded upon when we get to the merge.
Single? Is Hunter single? Is Randon single?
You know what? They're scared of Tevin. Tevin
My
is the
God.
One that's the
how,
ringleader
how
of the ringleader of the Venus Cage.
If they're single, how can they be on a tribe with Venus and not want to at least get to know her and maybe play together or something?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, they're too afraid of Tevin, which is really dumb.
He'd been one of the first ones I got rid of. He talked too damn much.
And
people that talk that damn much, they're going to end up saying something they shouldn't say to somebody.
You know what? If looks could kill, Venus would be dead 100 times over.
Yeah.
He gives her the dirtiest looks. He just gives her the dirtiest looks.
And it doesn't make any sense what she do to him.
maybe this is obvious and I just haven't done my homework, but is Kevin gay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's your answer about Venus. Venus is prettier than him.
Well, the thing is that the thing is he thinks that she's this little royal Persian princess that's had everything handed to her on a silver platter, and he doesn't think she deserves
she
it.
No, she
hasn't.
Mm-mm. Nope.
He just
although
he's
she's very smart.
He's not taking any time to get to know her. He's basing that on because she's pretty.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. He don't know her.
You nailed it right on the head there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't know her.
No. Yeah, he just thinks that she's handed everything to her on a silver platter and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, she is very educated, extremely educated. And she wants to go back and get more education.
Mm-hmm.
She's a smart cookie. But
Kevin
is
also
just daring people.
Yeah, if you read up on her, she also tries to help other people.
Yeah.
In her personal life. So, I mean, don't get fooled just because somebody's pretty. Don't think they've just had a sheltered life and they're just some kind of princess. You don't know what they've been through.
Yeah.
I mean, who's lived a sheltered life? Her with what she's gone through or him being an actor all the way through his life in high school, college, plays, movies, his own website. Who's the princess, her or him?
Right, exactly.
Yep.
You know, Venus gives me the vibe of, you know, they're going to try and knock her down and knock her down, and she's going to get up and straighten her tiara and move on, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. I think she fits that mold as the type of person to where she's had to claw for things and had to fight for things, and if they want to put her in this situation, then she'll fight and try to get out of it. And she got a lucky break this past week with Randon, and you know, maybe the two of them can make that work for each other, because they were kind of at the bottom of that list over there. The two of them were, you know.
Yeah, I think Randon can see that Tevin and Hunter are pretty tight, and Soda's just going with whoever she thinks has got the numbers. And so I think he thinks I've got to put my hooks in somebody, and here's Venus all over here by herself, and I bet I can get some loyalty from her, you know?
Yeah.
Be nice if they could drag Liz in.
Yeah, they might still. It's still young. We've only had two episodes, so.
That's the key. See, everybody thinks the key number is four, because you'd have four against two. The key number is getting three. Because if you can get three, that starts a bunch of crap. Because then the three not with you, now they're worried. Because they don't want to go to rocks. They're scared now. Everything comes into play. Well, does one of them have an idol? Is that why they're not worried?
Are you going to eat?
So, if they could just pull in Liz, if they could pull in one more, if they could make it 3-3, game on.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Unfortunately, that ship has sailed for Yanu.
Yeah.
They got before left.
Yeah.
Good
Goodbye. And for Sega, they ain't worried about nothing. We just kick back and we rolling.
Yep.
And I'm warning you right now, if anybody knows already, and you say something or post it where I'll see it before I can get off of here tonight about the Traitors finale, I don't want to hear it. We're going to watch it when I get off here. So don't tell me what happened.
Somebody say what happened. What happened?
The worst.
Well,
the worst thing you can do is spoil. Worst thing you can do is spoil a spoiler because he don't want to know. He'll spoil
Jim,
it, but he don't want to know.
Yeah, Jim, you better avoid Tim's inbox then.
Whose box?
Tim's.
Tim, you better not send me nothing.
Come on, Tim. Send Jim some spoilers.
I ain't even got Twitter pulled up. Only thing I got pulled up is John Tenta, Dark Side of the Ring, because I'm going to watch that after Traitors. And I've already seen what happened on I already seen what Boss and Rob did this week. Those people so stupid. Kim Matina's so stupid. God. She's so stupid. Who didn't know Rob was going to hit that damn thing with that arrow? Everybody knew he was going to hit it.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't even close.
Oh, my God.
I've got a lot to binge watch. I can tell you that much right now.
The best two players on there so far is Rob and Claudia, who used to be one of the girls that held the briefcases on Deal or No Deal. Before that, she was one of the Price is Right models.
No. Oh.
So she, you know, she understands Deal or No Deal. Hell, she was on the show. And you know Rob knows. They should have got rid of Rob the first damn thing. Because you give him 3 or 4 days to figure this damn game out, and you done messed up.
Yeah, but they're dumb. Yeah,
he's done one already.
I can't believe Kim Matina wanted to go head to head with Boston Rob. Who does she think she is?
Well, she's a former Whispers player. That's what she thinks she is.
Yeah. Well, my advice to her right now, I'd give her two pieces of advice. Number one, don't mess with Rob. Number two, don't get back in the damn mud again.
Who sounds like they're microwaving something?
I don't know.
Not me.
Mm-mm. Not me, because I always move myself after I get done talking.
No, when I get off here, I'm going to eat some wings for the third time today and get ready to watch Traitors and work on my voice and figure out how I'm going to use it on the next Whispers game. Are you a faithful? Are you a traitor?
Okay, you're getting good at it, Jim.
We'll have to do an episode live.
You know, I look at him.
Podcast.
Did anybody ever watch, what was that show? Julianne Margulies. God.
Oh, ER.
The Good Wife. The Good Wife.
Yeah.
He played on The Good Wife. So it's really weird seeing him in this role.
He's really good at it, though. He's really good.
Yeah.
I love how, like, when they banish somebody, I love the shit he comes up with when he throws their picture frame down in the damn floor. He comes up with some good stuff. Like, if he don't have anything else, he'll just throw it in the floor and break the glass and say, "Be gone." I think I know what's going to happen tonight, but I still want to see it play out. Are they doing the reunion show ain't tonight, is it?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I think it's probably next
week. Because I've already seen pictures and got a lot of them saved to post in the groups. Pictures with, like, Dan with Andy Cohen and at the reunion, Janelle and Parvati and Sandra. And I think they'll bring Peter back next season, the guy from The Bachelor. I think they'll bring him back like they did Kate this season. They might bring
from what
Matt
I heard, I heard it's very wild.
From they may bring Bananas back since he got taken out so quick and they didn't really get to use him.
I don't like him.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
But
as long as Bananas sees dollar signs, he'll go anywhere.
It's smart. That's what Deal or No Deal should have done to Rob.
Yeah, as long as Bananas sees dollar signs somewhere, he'll go anywhere. So no matter how many times they, he could be asked 100 times, and he'll go.
Oh, I know he will. I mean, that's his career, and that's what a lot of these reality. I mean, we used to joke about. Well, that's all they do: sit around, and wait by the phone. They don't have to wait by the phone very long anymore. With all these different shows. I mean, they're going and being on shows all the damn time now. I mean, that's their career. That's their resume. I mean, look at Josh from Big Brother. Look at Michelle from Survivor. Ceri now. Whoever thought Ceri would be a reality TV hoe where she's just looking for the next show? I mean, who's not expecting to see her and her son on Amazing Race for so with?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we got 2 minutes to go.
Yep. Well, we covered a lot of good stuff tonight. We just need something to happen. We need something to happen to shake it up to where it ain't the same thing every week. I mean, because all we do is talk about Yanu. A little bit about Nami, but they stay safe.
Yep.
And then Sega, it's like, okay, we'll get to y'all, I guess, at merch. Maybe we'll talk about y'all. So, but anyway, 1 minute left. Get your goodbyes in. We'll see you again next Thursday. Thanks to Reverend Don Grant Jr. for calling in tonight. I got your email. I already replied to it. We'll see what's up with that. And see you next Thursday. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Yep. Yeah, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah,
good
night. It was good to hear from Reverend Don Grant. Somebody new.
Yeah.